Praise God. Is this on? It is on? Yeah, great. It's really good to be here. How are you doing, everyone? Okay. My name is Raymond. I'm from Sydney, Australia. I'm pastoring a Korean church called Sydney for Gospel Church at the moment. I came back to Sydney 5 years ago after living in America for about 6 years. In LA, you might be able to pick up some American accent in my speech. In fact, my accent is a mixture of Korean, Australian, and American. So you need to. I need everyone to excuse my English. I went to Australia when I was 18 years old. So my English isn't my first language. So if I happen to pronounce something funny. Please laugh with me, okay? I haven't been preaching in English since the beginning of this year because we got a full-time pastor for our English ministry now. It's really good to be here. I'm really grateful and honored to be here. I would like to thank Pastor Sam for inviting me and my wife over. And it was really good to see Heran and her husband, Jun, and this morning, Nelly, and I'm sure Amon this morning, also her sister, Trish. Are you here? Oh, thanks. Good to see you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. They are one of the best people in Sydney. Seriously. They are smart, beautiful, and they have a great character. Most of all, they really love Jesus. So you guys got the very best people from Sydney. You know, you should congratulate yourself or something. Yeah, seriously. Before I go on, I would like to actually read out today's passage, Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 to 22. Probably can see that passage on the screen. Oh, it is on? Yes, okay. Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "I tell the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Let's pray. Father God, I just lift up this time to you. We all know it's all about you. You're the reason we're here, Lord. We just simply invite you here, Lord, to hear to this meeting. And we want you to be glorified. We want you to be shine upon these people's heart and speak to them and convict them, Lord, with your words, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your love. It's all about you, Jesus Christ. Once again, we lift up this time to you. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Before I came to Hong Kong, I pray to God. What am I supposed to talk about, here? Pastor Sam is a great speaker. He came to our church a couple of times. Man, he has a fan. I was thinking, so what can I bring to these people? I felt like I need to share with you about what has been happening in our church for the last 3 months. Today's sermon is titled "Spiritual Authority in Our Words." I have shared this sermon at our church this past August. Since I preached this sermon, God has been healing people every week without fail during the service until last week. I even received 2 testimonies by email this week, so I will share that. Those 2 testimonies next week in Sydney. In fact, I preached at English ministry service last week, and God healed a lady who had an indigestion problem. And she was not able to eat anything for a whole 3 days. Right after the service, she was able to eat spaghetti and steak. After that, she was just fine. So every week, I have been receiving 1 to 5 testimonies that I've been sharing with our Sunday church in our Sunday services. I have translated and brought some of them here with me. I asked actually Mon this morning to ask some people to read it out for me. So if you are one of those people, please come out right now and share with us.
Hi, Pastor Ray. My name is Yoon Hee Kwok. A little while back, I fell and hurt my pelvis. The pain was so bad I couldn't walk and couldn't go to work. The GP told me to get scans, and the radiologist reported that there were fractures in the lower vertebra, pelvic bones, and the tailbone. Apparently, the only way to get better is just to rest and let the bones refuse a minimum of 6 weeks. I could even go to church on Sundays. I had to stay at home because I couldn't move. But on the 16th of September, around 10 a.m., suddenly I heard the sound of you praying stir in my heart, and I felt something brush past my head. At that moment, my friend who was sitting in the 9 a.m. service, Kakao, talked to me. What did I just say wrong?
Cell phone. Kakao talk. Okay.
Oh.
That's the app that actually on a cell phone. Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, my Korean's a little rusty. So, 9 a.m. service, I guess over the cell phone, talked me that Pastor Ray proclaimed complete healing in the lower back and waist. I knew it was your prayers that I heard, and so I replied on Kakao, okay, with an amen. Afterward, the pain in the back slowly began to disappear, and from the following Tuesday, I was able to go back to work. Thanks be to God who healed, and to your prayers, and to my friend who prayed along with me on that Sunday.
Hello, Pastor Ray. 3 weeks ago during healing prayer time at Sunday service while you were leading prayer, a miracle came to my family. I have a 12-year-old daughter who wants to become a violinist, but she has a chronic allergy which has for a long time affected her, especially during practice, because of the dust that comes from the resin that is applied to the bow. The dust would get her eyes and cause inflammations. In the morning, she would not be able to open her eyes. 3 weeks ago, the same issue arose, but however, that week at 9 a.m. service, you proclaimed healing over inflamed and infected eyes. I said an amen to your prayer, and at that time, tears began to flow from my daughter's eyes, who was practicing in the 12 p.m. service orchestra, and she was healed. Until today, we have not had to use any medicine for her eyes, and all allergy symptoms have disappeared and not returned since.
Dear Pastor Ray, 2 months ago I strained my left knee during sports, and the left knee since then felt really heavy and stiff. I had trouble walking up and down stairs. There was so much swelling at one stage that I couldn't bend the knees, and despite taking anti-inflammatory medicine, the situation did not improve. But last Sunday, when you proclaimed healing in sore knees, the thought that God healed me began to pervade my thoughts. And at the end of service, the left knee felt so light and renewed, and I felt no pain when walking and only lightly when walking downstairs. God healed me.
I received healing prayer from you while I attended the 24th School of the Holy Spirit. Up until then, I experienced pain in the knees whenever the aircon was on. But after receiving prayer from you, the pain had disappeared. I wanted to share my testimony back then, but did not have the opportunity. So I forgot about it until recently, when you began to share people's testimonies of healing. 3 weeks ago, Monday, my husband was scheduled for a doctor's appointment because of an aggravating pain in the ear. But the day before, during healing prayer time, you proclaimed healing for any pain in the ears. At that moment, I thought of my husband and shouted, "Amen," on his behalf. My husband attends a 7 a.m. service because of his other ministry duties. That afternoon when I got home, my husband said that from about lunchtime onwards, his ears stopped hurting, and so said he can probably cancel the doctor's appointment the following day. The ears were completely healed.
Uh, I was greatly blessed by your sermon this week entitled Metamorphosis. I want to share my testimony of what happened during the prayer time at that service. On the Saturday just prior, I slipped in the bathroom and hurt my right ankle. It was so bad that I thought I had fractured it. However, Monday was a public holiday and I had to travel to Korea on a business trip on the Tuesday. Therefore, I had no time to see a doctor and was worried. And so during healing prayer time, I laid hands on my right ankle and earnestly prayed. After I prayed, you proclaimed that anyone with pain in the right foot has received healing. I cried out amen in a loud voice to that. And sure enough, from early that afternoon, the pain began to dissipate and the right ankle regained its mobility, and now it doesn't hurt at all when walking. I'm so overwhelmed by God's grace, and I wanted to thank you as well. I love your preaching. I'm so blessed by these times when we pray for healing, both physical and...
You can finish it.
Both physical and emotional.
Okay. She wrote me back actually after about 3 days, and she was on high heel in Korea during the trip, she told me. So God healed. Praise God. Yeah.
On Thursday, sometime after lunch, I received a call from Elder Yoon in Perth. The previous week during 11 a.m. service, someone during prayer prophesied healing in teeth, and immediately one of the deacons replied, amen. At that exact same moment, the time was 10 a.m. in Perth. Elder Yoon had such severe pain in the mouth that he couldn't even drink water. But from that time onward, he reported that he could chew food without experiencing pain. Hallelujah, the Lord had healed him. I found it crazy that someone else responding with an amen could initiate healing in a third party.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I wrote that at the end. Yeah. I just cut and paste all the emails actually onto a Word file, and then I just printed it out and just gave it to Mon. By the way, you know, all I want to say is God is alive. God is the healer. You know, I can't heal people. Let me tell you, I can't. I am an ordinary man just like you, but I'm special because I'm child of God, but I'm not different from you. But God is alive and God is here with us. You know, I just, listening to your announcement, I think it's a perfect message for that. You know, I just like to encourage you guys. You know what? God is with you. Just go out, boldly speak it out, pray over the people. God will do his work because he loves his people. Last year, while the senior pastor of our church was sick, I had to preach for about 6 months. Do you know Dr. Choi? You know, he is retired now, but he used to be the senior pastor of Yeouido Full Gospel Church, which was and is still the biggest church in the world. They have 700,000 members in one church. And Dr. Cho prays for sick people after he preaches all the time. He asks people to place their hands on their heart or their body if they have any problem or desire in their heart or pain on their body. And then he prays over them and rebukes the sickness and commanded leave from them. And then he declares that people are delivered and healed from specific diseases or problems. And amazingly, people get healed and testify about how God healed them. So last year, when Pastor Chang, the senior pastor of our church, got sick, I was preaching at all three adults' Korean services each Sunday. I also prayed over the sick people, but I didn't declare anything because I didn't have faith. In fact, I didn't want to declare any healing, thinking, what if nothing happens? You know, I thought our God could heal any sickness even if I didn't declare it. Even though one of our church elders came and encouraged me to declare healing after prayer, but I still didn't. To be honest, I didn't want to be embarrassed. But you know what? God honors our faith and moves according to our faith because he loves to take a partnership with us. Somebody say amen, please. But this year, after I preached this sermon, very the same sermon, I didn't plan it, but for some reason I declared healing after healing during prayer time. So-and-so sickness has left and healed. So-and-so problem has gone. I declared it out loud. Then amazingly and surprisingly to myself, God healed many sickness, and I declared, as I declared healing. So before I go on, I would like to show you a video clip that I brought with me. This clip is in Korean, but there are English subtitles. This is about an experiment conducted by Korean TV broadcasting station. This clip was broadcast through a major national TV station called NBC. So what they did was they placed cooked rice into two bowls, and to one they labeled with thank you. And to another, they labeled with, you are so annoying. And they asked some people to speak good and positive words into the bowl labeled thank you. But to the bowl labeled, you are so annoying, they were to speak bad, negative words for the whole month. And after a month, they compared the rice. So let's watch it. It's our church logo.
Here, 막 지은 쌀밥이 있습니다. 그리고 각각의 병에 좋은 말과 나쁜 말을 붙이면 실험 준비는 끝입니다.
안녕하세요.
아, 네, 안녕하세요.
네, 부탁드립니다.
어? 어? 이게 뭐예요?
앞으로 한 달 동안 네. 한쪽 병에는 좋은 말씀을 좀 해주시고요. 그리고 한쪽 병에는 듣기 싫은 말씀을 좀 해주세요.
아, 뚜껑을 열고요. 알아들을까요?
고맙습니다. 아, 예쁘다. 냄새 날 것 같아. 짜증나. 미워.
고맙습니다. 짜증나.
감사합니다. 짜증나.
아, 예쁘다. 아유, 짜증나.
MBC 아나운서실과 일반 사무실 모두 다섯 곳에 전달했는데요. 4주 후 과연 어떤 변화가 생길지 함께 기다려볼까요?
안녕하세요. 맡긴 물건 찾아왔습니다.
아, 맡기신 물건이요? 이거죠? 그리고 여기요.
두 눈을 믿기 힘들 정도로 차이는 분명했습니다.
고맙습니다는 예쁘잖아요. 하얗고 뽀얀 곰팡이가 많이 생기긴 했는데 하얗고 뽀얀 곰팡이가 있고요. 이거는 좀 짜증나는 곰팡이가 생겼달까? 이 붙은 이름 그대로 따라간 것 같아요.
좋은 말을 들려준 쌀밥에선 구수한 누룩 냄새가 났지만 나쁜 말을 들려준 쌀밥은 썩어버렸습니다. 대체 어떻게 했길래 이런 차이가 난 걸까요?
사랑해 사랑해 너무 예쁘다 고맙습니다 다다다다다 쏘아붙고요. 그리고 나서 가끔 얘 보잖아요. 그럼 많은 얘기도 안 했어요. 어 너무 미워 짜증나 이렇게 하고 딱 놓거든요. 근데 저도 진짜 신기한 거예요. 차이가 이렇게 확연하게 보이니까. 저 사실 처음 이 실험 의뢰를 받았을 때 반신반의 했거든요. 이 말 한마디로 이렇게 차이가 생길까. 근데 눈을 딱 보니까 저도 사실 좀 안 믿겨지고요.
어, 신기하죠. 귀가 어디 달린 것도 아니고 뭐 여기 뭐 세반고리관이 들어있는 것도 아닌데 혹시 우리가 모르는 귀가 밥에 있나요?
3, 4일부터 이쪽이 막 변화가 되니까 종말을 해야 되겠다라는 생각. 그 다음에 사람들한테도 속상한 일 있거나 이랬을 때도 좋은 말을 많이 해서 이 사람들이 변화됐을 때도 이렇게 변화되지 않을까라는 생각도 해봤습니다.
굉장히 좀 놀랐고요. 처음에 주셨을 때는 과연 될까라는 생각을 많이 했었는데요. 이제 이렇게 된 거 보니까 이쁜 말을 좀 많이 써야 되겠다는 생각이 듭니다.
아유 짜증나.
고맙습니다. 아 예쁘다.
아 예쁘다.
Isn't that amazing? After watching this clip, I thought to myself, they show the result of the experiment, but they couldn't explain why. How is it that one of the rice jars grew beautiful white mold and the other grew dark, ugly-looking mold? Basically, the NBC Korean TV broadcasting station wanted to show the results of this experiment, but they didn't have any explanation about the result. They couldn't explain why the rice responded to words that people spoke. They couldn't explain this result scientifically. Science cannot give us an answer because this phenomena is a spiritual thing. It can only be explained spiritually. There is a Japanese scientist named Emoto Masaru who did a similar experiment. In his book called Water Knows the Answer, he wrote about what he did with water. He took a cup of water and labeled it with the words bad, die, and kill. And after he froze it, he looked at it under a microscope. And this is what the water molecules look like. Thank you. PowerPoint? Yes. Molecules all broken. He took another cup of water and labeled it with words, beautiful, thank you, and good. The water molecules turned into this. And another cup labeled it with the words, I love you, looked like this. There are two more photos I'd like to show you. This is what the water molecules looked like before Fujiwara Dam prayed over the water. And after praying, the water molecules turned into this. Our prayer counts. Our words, important. Brothers and sisters, our body consists of at least 60% of water. So if you constantly speak negative, destructive, or cursing words, your body will respond to those words. Our immune system can go down, which makes us more susceptible to sickness and disease. This shows that our thoughts and words can affect our physical bodies, and eventually our emotion will go down as well. But if we encourage each other or speak positive words to each other, they will make the water molecules in our body transform into beautiful hexagonal shapes. The Bible explains this phenomenon in this way. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and healing to the bones. This truth was written in the Bible even before scientists discovered it. Apostle Paul also says like this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Apostle Peter also says in 1 Peter 3:10 like this, for whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. Therefore, the act of speaking out has enormous spiritual power. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we think that the supernatural is something that comes down directly from heaven, That is true sometimes, but we often forget that the supernatural can be directly related to what seems to be in the natural. That's why we go out physically. We can pray over the people, be healed, but we go out and we lay our hands. That's a natural thing that we have to do, that we are responsible for. But when we do it naturally, God does something supernaturally. Bible says, whatever you bind and loose on the earth, it will be also bound and loosened in heaven. So our natural speaking words are directly connected to the supernatural and have power that affects the heaven. So we shouldn't take our words lightly. On the contrary, we should be intentional about speaking words of faith to each other. Now, I would like to show you how our words are spiritual by going back to the beginning in Genesis. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. Maybe you can just read it from the screen. That's fine. I'm going to read it out a lot. Verse 1 to 3, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God, everyone says, everyone say once again, let there be light, and there was light. When God created the heavens and earth, he created them with his words. As he spoke, instantly there was a light. Because there was a power and authority in his word. Verse 5, God, everyone, the light day and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day. And verse 6, and God, let there be an expanse between the waters and separate water from water. Verse 8, God, the expanse, sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. Verse 9, and God, let the water under the sky be gathered together to one place and let dry ground appear. And it was so. Verse 14, and God, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night. Verse 15, and let them be lights in the expanse for the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. So God also created, you know, God created animals and with his words. In verse 20, it says, God said, Let the water teem with living creatures and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. And then verse 26 and 27, then God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, of the livestock, over all the earth and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So after God created the heavens and the earth, he created the man in his own image. Since the man is created in God's image, he has also been given power to speak things into existence. That we are made in God's image means that we also have God's imprint in us. For example, Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 says here, now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man, Adam, to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. God brought animals to Adam by one, and they were called according to the name that Adam created. Adam used his God-given creative ability to name all the animals on the earth. So the power to create with words was inbuilt in him already. But with the fail of mankind, through Adam and Eve's disobedience, the creative words changed to blaming and destructive words. When God called Adam, he hid himself behind a tree because he sinned against sin and fell shame. And so Adam accused Eve, who in turn accused the serpent. The words that was supposed to be creative, bringing life, turn into negative and condemning words that destroy relationships. Because of this original sin that has been passed down to us, it is in our nature to speak negatively and destructively. We don't have to try hard to be intentional in order to speak negative words. That is why in times of conflict, it is easier for us to point the finger at others and blame them rather than saying it is my fault. When Jesus came down to this earth, he brought salvation, which restores people's words that had turned into hatred, destruction, and negativity. Jesus also came to cleanse our lips so that our words can be used by God for his purpose and to fulfill our calling on this planet. Therefore, we need to restore our words filled with curse, hatred, and accusation into words that create life. Now, let's look at Jesus to see how he used the words that have creative authority. You know, let's go back to today's passage, Matthew chapter 21. Verse 18, once again, it says, early in the morning, as he was in his way back to the city, he was hungry. Jesus, on his way to the city, he felt hungry, so he went up to a fig tree, but the Bible says he couldn't find any fruit from that tree. 19, it says, seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately, the tree withered. From this passage, one thing that stands out is that Jesus spoke to the fig tree. The tree was a mere tree that human cannot have a dialogue with. So when the disciples saw the fig tree being withered so quickly, they asked Jesus, verse 20, how did the fig tree wither so quickly? Then Jesus answered, verse 21 and 22. Can we all read out together? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. This was the response of Jesus Christ to the question of how did the fig tree wither so quickly? Then we can ask this question, what is the relation between the fig tree being withered and prayer? Basically, Jesus saying the fig tree was withered because of prayer. Then when did Jesus pray? Where is the passage showing that Jesus prayed over the fig tree? Let us read verse 19 once again. It says, seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. May you never bear fruit again. This was all that Jesus spoke. This is what kind of prayer did Jesus pray? That was all that Jesus spoke. It was a prayer of command. Prayer of command. Jesus simply spoke to the tree by faith. In other words, Jesus simply believed that it would be done if he spoke it out. You know, when I came back from U.S., one of the Korean deacons came to Pastor Chung and asked him to pray over his car because he bought a new car. Then Pastor Chung went out to the parking lot and placed his hands over the car and prayed to God that God will protect his car and use it for his glory. My initial reaction was, wow, that's funny. Isn't that a superstition? What can happen by speaking into a car? Why would you place your hands over a car and pray over it? You also might think that It is a bit weird to lay hands on and speak to a car. But if you understand the power of spoken words, you would go out and pray over your car right after this service. From Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can easily find Jesus performed miracles simply by speaking words. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down. It was completely calm. Jesus calmed the wind and the waves by speaking to them. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus even healed the person by speaking into the woman. John chapter 11, verse 43 and 44. When he had said this, Jesus called a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hand and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." He also raised the dead by speaking to the dead corpse. Brothers and sisters, we're called to live a successful life. This means that we are called to fulfill God's calling for our lives. But in order to fulfill our destiny, we cannot neglect to pray in God-given authority. We need to proclaim His will for our lives by faith. We need to make bold statements to rebuke darkness, evil spirits, and sickness, so that we may live our lives victoriously for God. Basically, revealing who God is for us. We're called to do that. God has called you to do that. Somebody say amen. Let me give you this verse to encourage you to speak this the truth by faith. John chapter 14, verse 12. Probably you know this. This is what Jesus said. "I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this because I am going to the Father." Let me tell you, Holy Spirit is here and with you. This means that we can make a difference through the power of our spoken words by faith. We can see miracles just by speaking and commanding like Jesus. This is possible for us now because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Our words can be restored back to God's original design. By the grace of God, we can be transformed in our speech. So it doesn't matter what other people think about you, you need to speak out the truth about yourself. God loves you. Even on to death. God loves me. I used to pray whenever I come up to the pulpit. I just kneel down and say, "God, what a wretch man I am. And Lord, I'm not worthy to come before you and deliver your message. Lord, I'm so this and that." I always I try to humble myself. I want Him to kind of be glorified. I want Him to come out through me. But you know what? I changed my prayer. "God, yes, what a wretch I am. But you love me so much. You love me so much. And even though I don't deserve your love, but still you love me so much. And I know who I am in you." You know, He is with you. This is the truth. He will not forsake you nor leave you like an orphan. Never and ever. This is the truth. This is it. You're accepted and loved by His everlasting and unconditional love, no matter what you've done. So we can proclaim His love and He can proclaim His will over our lives. We can proclaim healing because the Bible says so. Proclaim and pray against the sickness and speak out the truth. Your life is blessed. You'll do well. You'll be used by God for His glory. When you walk out of this room, and just walking around the street on Saturday, you'll meet people. As you speak out, God will do His work. You will make difference in this world. You're not alone to do that. Your kids will grow healthy and live a life for God. Solomon's porch will be a place where people continuously come and get saved and blessed. Come on, somebody say amen. Proverbs, let me finish with this. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." God wants to bless you. God wants to move through you. God wants to be glorified through you. And God wants to know who you are in God. And He will do His great work through you. Let's pray. God, I would just come before you, Lord, humbly. If we've been, Father, speaking something bad, negative, destructive against somebody, Lord, just to forgive us. Restore our words back to the original plan that you had, Lord. Every word that we speak, Father, help us to speak your life. Your life. Holy Spirit, we just welcome. Holy Spirit, we welcome. Some of you guys here went through a bad day last week. You received the letter, and that broke your heart. But God knows what He's doing. Don't just give up. He knows what He's doing. He'll do His work. He'll put everything together for good. Just stand up again and just go for what you are called to do. Some of you guys might just had a pain in your stomach, pain in your heart. You just had a prickle pain. But God wants to heal you. Anorexia, in Jesus' name I command you, go. Go in Jesus' name. You're called to live a victorious life for God. You're not in the darkness, you're in the light. Follow the light. Seek God, seek the light. Let God be God in your life. Let Him speak to you powerfully. He will rescue you out of the darkness. He will do His own work. And He will be glorified through you. You'll be amazed how God can use you. You'll experience Him as you step up. Some of you guys feeling like, should I really step into serving God? I'm not sure whether this is real, but let me tell you, God is real. It's not about you serving the church or not. It's about making Him real into your life because He's so real. Can we just quickly, can we all stand up and just pray together? And throughout the today's sermon, God has spoken to you. Some of you guys heard God's voice. So let us just come before God right now humbly. He's here with us right now. Just pray to God, that God, restore my words, Lord. I want to speak life, not destructive words, Lord. Use my words to bring people back to you, Lord. Use me, Lord God. So let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, God. We lift up this time to you, Lord. God, I thank you, Jesus. We speak against all the darkness in Jesus' name. We speak against all the darkness that would just bring us down and condemn us and accuse us in Jesus' name. I would just rebuke that, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, turn our words, Lord, into good words, encouraging words, oh Lord. Use our words, oh Lord, to boost the people's life, Lord, for you and your glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. I break all the curse that you have spoken to your child in Jesus' name. I just washed out by the blood of Jesus Christ. But Father God, you just uphold your child, Lord, and cleanse them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Back pain, in Jesus' name, I command you to leave this place right now. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, in Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name, go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Tail pain, in Jesus' name, go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ over this place. Fill this place, Lord, with your grace, with your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. The voice that you couldn't bring it out, couldn't speak. The voice, you had something wrong with the vocal cord, and you had a pain, and God has healed. God has healed you. The neck pain you had, God has healed you. Anorexia, God has healed you. Knee pain, God has healed you. Praise God, thank you. Migraine, in Jesus' name, command you to lift. Migraine, it's gone in Jesus' name. God has healed you. Chest problem, God has healed you. Tumor in your brain, God has healed you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just come, ask you to come and just lay your hands upon everyone here, Lord. You just cup them with your blood, Lord, with your love, Lord. Fill them with your presence throughout the whole day, Lord God. Let them feel you. Let them just been drawn to you, Lord, closer than ever before. And you embrace them, Lord, and carry them all along, Lord, and give them your heart to them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All the work is done by you, you alone, God. So be glorified alone. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's, amen, amen, amen. Let's put our hands together for God, for God. God has all his work.
Amazing grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace. I firmly believe my chains are gone, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy ran unending love. Amazing, my chains are gone. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior. And like a flood, His mercy rain unending love. Amazing grace. Like a flood, His mercy rains unending love, amazing grace.
Brings new meaning to when Pastor Sam makes us tell one another, hey, good looking. As uncomfortable as that always has been for me, I want to encourage you at least today, maybe for the last time, but turn to somebody next to you and say, hey, good looking, you're really special. You're really special. You're special. I want to encourage you this week not to just come on Sunday and have church once a week, but to use this and start a word revolution at your workplaces, to your bosses, your colleagues. You can change the culture and the atmosphere of your entire building, floor, whatever, offices, just by saying hello, just saying a word of encouragement. Speak life into your workplaces. Can I get an amen? And also do so as you partake in refreshments. Say hello to somebody new. Let me close us with a word of benediction. So if you bow your heads. Father, we just come and You have spoken life into us. You've spoken life into this world. And God, as we are made in Your image, may we do the same. May we speak life into our families. May we speak life into our church. May we speak life to the poor. May we speak life into our colleagues, God. Lord, let us be naturally supernatural through our words today. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our incredible Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with those of us who speak life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have an awesome day. A great week. Say hi to somebody you don't know and grab some refreshments in the back. God bless you.